Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd. Back in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Well, the U.S. House of Representatives today approved legislation that authorizes funding for 740 new agricultural inspectors at land, air, and seaports to prevent African swine fever and other foreign animal diseases from entering the United States. Providing additional agricultural inspectors represents a top priority for the National Pork Producers Council. For more than a year, NPPC has advocated for more agricultural inspectors at our borders, said NPPC President David Herring. The U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection have done much to mitigate risk to animal disease, but we must remain vigilant. Today's vote represents a tremendous victory for our farmers, consumers, and the American economy, he added. The legislation also authorizes 600 new agricultural technicians and 60 new agricultural canine teams. Speaking of ASF, African swine fever was confirmed in August of 2018, and one of the first concerns was the ability of certain viruses to survive in different feed components. With certain feed ingredients imported from Asia, that issue took greater importance. To measure the viability of virus transmission when feed is in transport from Southeast Asia and Eastern Europe, researchers used Seneca Valley virus as the model. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says that research has been updated.
The reason we used Seneca Valley was because we thought that that was the virus that was probably the hardiest and one that would last the longest. What we found was that ASF survived significantly longer than what we expected. And so it's a very important thing that we get this information out for people to take a look at, for people to talk about, and help enhance safety of all feedstuffs in the U.S.
The new research regarding African swine fever takes much longer feed holding times. For conventional and organic soybean meal, ASF needs approximately 125 days of holding time to degrade ASF to the accepted 99.9% level. Sundberg says the amount of soybean meal has declined since 2018.
We continue to import vitamins, choline, amino acids, those types of things. It looks from the research that we've got done that the soybean meal is probably the one that holds those viruses longer than any of the others. We don't know why that is for sure. Again, we're going to make an assumption, and we think that it could be the protein content that's in the soybean meal that helps protect the virus, because under the conditions of transport, that virus put in media where it's supposed to grow will die off much faster than it dies off naturally in soybean meal. So we think maybe there's something to do with the protein content that helps protect the virus.
The research findings can be found on the Swine Health Information Center website. There's also more details of biosecurity controls on that site as well. Or for more information, you can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center or look them up online at pork.org. You've got the farm news on Ron.
Genetically enhancing your assets. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company invites you to their 2020 bull sale Saturday, February 15th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Boswell, Oklahoma. They're featuring 70 18-month-old Angus and Sem-Angus service-ready bulls. Call Lee Nichols at 580-367-0299 for more information and to request a catalog. That's 580-367-0299. Sale will be seen on liveauctions.tv. Choctaw Land and Cattle Company Bull Sale, Saturday, February 15th.
That's your latest farm news. I'm Casey Shepherd, reporting for the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.